Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, y'all. Guess what, guys? We made it. It is Friday. It is March 8, 2024. Good morning. Good morning, everyone, wherever part of the world that you are listening to me from. Just want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is the wonderful and talented Queen J, and I'm here once again. Guys, so excited that I come back again. I did a show yesterday. The show was kind of emotional yesterday, but it was real, and my personal interview will be coming soon. So if anybody out there wants to tune into that, please turn my notifications on. You guys can listen to me on Apple Podcasts. My podcast is still connected to Apple Podcasts, just to let y'all know that also I'm getting ready to start trying to be on iHeartRadio. If they accept me, I will let y'all know that I will be, yours truly will probably start streaming on iHeartRadio. My show, I'm trying to get my show connected to iHeartRadio because I want my show to expand. This podcast is not canceled. For those that thought I canceled my show, I have not canceled my show. I am not on any social media platform. I do have an email, queenj256@yahoo.com. If anybody wants to email me, stay in contact with me, or whatever the case is, that is my email address, and it is in the description box of this episode. So good morning, everyone. I hope y'all having a wonderful day. It is the weekend. Cheers to the weekend. I'm going to enjoy my Friday because I have some things to do tomorrow and Sunday and Monday probably. So today is probably the only day I'll get to relax and enjoy. Like I told y'all, you guys know I stay on the road to stay keeping busy. But today I think I'm going to relax back. I've been doing some things in my house, and I think I'm going to relax back and chill today. I was actually waking up this morning listening to some music, and I just know today is going to be a great day. And that is what you have to tell yourself before we get started in today's show, because today's show is kind of fun. I just want to say that you have to tell yourself, I'm sorry because I have a morning voice. It might sound kind of deep, but don't laugh at me. You have to speak positive into your life. If you speak negative, then that's not going to be any good for you. You have to speak positive. You have to speak positive things into your life. You have to speak positive. Like I said, I'm going to have a good day today, and I'm already claiming that, and it's 10:08 a.m. because I'm in Eastern Standard Time. So that being said, you have to claim that you're going to have a good day. Regardless if something does go wrong, you still have to say, you know what, I'm going to still have a good day today. So guess what? I have some things in my mind. I had kind of a rough week. But guess what? I'm still going to have a great day today. And it's Friday. Cheers to the weekend. Hey. So listen, guys, today is kind of like a fun episode. My shows right now are only 30, 45 minutes. I will bring my hour-long shows back. Trust me, my hour-long shows are going to be coming back soon. But right now, I'm just doing 30 to 45 minutes. But like I said, my hour-long shows, hour or two-hour shows, will be coming back soon. So stay tuned for that. So let's get into it. Today's topic, today, we're talking about movies and TV shows. I just want to get into a few movies and TV shows that myself, Queen J, have watched and enjoyed. Now, the ones I'm going to talk about today are ones that I really enjoyed. When I do a part two, if you look at the title of this episode, it does say part one. When I do a part two, there will be some on there that I didn't really enjoy. And I want to take time to remember because I'll be watching a lot of stuff. But I know there's a new Kevin Hart movie that came out this year that I honestly can say, for some reason, I couldn't get into it. Like, I think I'm going to probably take some time this weekend to watch it again. But I just couldn't get into that new Kevin Hart movie. I don't know why. I'm not saying nothing was wrong with it. But I just couldn't, you know what I'm saying? I just couldn't get into it for some reason, if you get what I'm saying. like I said, I just have a morning voice, so forgive me for that. All right, so let's get into these movies and TV shows. First TV show I want to talk about that I actually got into starting, I want to say, 2 years ago. I think this show started 2 years ago. Anyway, it's called Bob's Burgers. Yes, I still watch cartoons, adult cartoons. Who doesn't? Like, a lot of people I know my age watch Family Guy. But that's going to be a show we'll talk about on the next episode when I do a movie and TV show. But Bob's Burgers comes on Fox. I don't think they got no new episodes right now. But they have, like, 14 seasons. You got Bob Belcher. You got Linda Belcher. You got the children. My goodness, I can't even call the children's names. Louise Belcher, Tina Belcher, and Gene Belcher. Now, if I don't get to do all my movies and TV shows this episode, like I said, there is a part two coming. Bob's Burgers, to me, is a great TV show to watch, especially if you're into, you know, still into cartoons, adult cartoons. To me, it's an adult cartoon, but it's very fun. If you don't know what Bob's Burgers is, it also is on Hulu. It streams on Hulu. Basically, it's about a man and his family running a business. It has issues. It has problems, but at the end, they always come out winning on the top. It's very interesting. If you were to ask me what my favorite episode is, I would have to go back to season one. For some reason, I can watch season one all day long and you never hear a peep out of me. I can repeat season one constantly. The best episode I like from season one, it's so many. If you guys got Hulu and you can go with Bob Burgers season one, I like the Lobster Fest episode a lot. How he got upset because, see, he's a burger man, right? So he cooks burgers. But when they had Lobster Fest, he didn't like it. He's like, why we got to have Lobster Fest? Nobody going to want to eat my burgers and stuff. And then, you know, one thing led to another. Another episode I like from season one is when Tina was kind of depressed, his daughter Tina. She was kind of depressed, and her sister and brother said, come to this place and you can get some healing and stuff. I can't think of the name of the episode, but it was like she was in some type of a dance class, and Bob was upset with her, and he wanted her to come work at the restaurant. You know, I'm going to just say this. Every episode in season one, I love. So if you got Hulu or if you ever watch Fox on Sundays, or Bob Burgers also on Cartoon Network, tune in to Bob Burgers. And it might be something you might want to enjoy watching. Like I said, I don't think they're going to start bringing on new episodes, so maybe the summertime. Because I don't see any right now. I got to go look. I don't see any. But I'm going to go look. But I don't know if they bring any new episodes at the moment. And say one more thing I'm going to tell Bob Burgers, that his rival is Jimmy Pesto. You have some shows that it wouldn't be a show or a movie without certain people in it. And I think with them making Jimmy Pesto, because Jimmy Pesto, he cooks pizza. So with them having Jimmy Pesto as Bob's rival, that kind of brings the show out more. You get what I'm saying? But there's going to be some episodes where you don't see that Jimmy Pesto. So I would definitely highly recommend Bob's Burgers, one of those cartoons that if you want to watch and get into. Okay. Now we're going to go to another TV show that was out for since 2009, but I started getting into it about 2 years ago. It's called Monk. Okay. It does stream on Hallmark, Mysteries and Movies Channel. It's on Amazon. It's on Peacock, and it's now on Netflix. I would highly recommend watching Monk TV show season 1 through 8. I love season 1 of that, too. It's a lot of seasons. Let me tell you about Monk. If you don't know, Monk is a person. His name is Adrian Monk. He was a former detective, but he had some issues. And, you know, when his wife passed away, that caused him to have some issues, and they had to resign him from being a detective, but now he's a consultant. When you watch the show, he's a consultant. And it's just amazing watching him solve the case. Like, he'd be kind of confused at first, and he tries to, you know, he do his little hand signals, and he'd be confused at first, but after a while, he starts putting the pieces together, and then he starts being able to solve the case. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I be thinking he can't solve the case. I be like, it seems like it'd be too hard for him to solve. But after a while, y'all, Monk solves it. So Peacock, Netflix just started getting that show. Amazon and Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. I definitely highly recommend watching Monk TV show. Couple of episodes. There are a bunch of episodes I like. Also, he has if you look at seasons 1 through 3, I believe, he has an assistant called Sharona Fleming. She was his nurse. She was the one who picked him up when he was at his lowest. I like Sharona because she basically don't let him get away with everything. You know, she lets him. She's real tough on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's real tough on him. Like, but she's real cool. And I'm glad that she was able to find him and pick him up and help him when he was at his lowest. But she left after a certain time. Didn't say she was leaving. So then now here comes Natalie Teeger. I love Natalie Teeger. Natalie Teeger, to me, is more laid back. She kind of is rough on him, tough on him sometimes, but she's not as tough as Sharona is. But she's more laid back. But she's more like, both of Sharona and Natalie were both concerned about Monk, but I think that Sharona was more tough on Monk, but Natalie was more like, you know, concerned. I can't really explain it. Like, you would just have to watch to see what I'm trying to say. Both of them were concerned about Monk. They love Monk. They care about Monk. But it's just that, to me, Sharona was more, to me, I feel like Sharona was more tough on him than Natalie. But both of them helped him and was his assistant. Natalie became his assistant, I believe, starting in season 4 to season 8. Definitely a show I would recommend you watching. It does have his funny moments. Adrian Monk is a very funny person, but he's cool. You got Captain Stoudemire, you got Lieutenant Fisher, and you got Adrian Monk also had 2 psychiatrists, therapists. I think from season 1 to, I want to say season maybe 6, he had, I can't think of his first therapist name, y'all. Who was his first therapist? I can't think of his first therapist, y'all. But his first therapist was very, I had liked his first therapist. He was very cool. I'm about to get the name for you now. Okay. So from season 1 to season 7, Dr. Charles Kroger was Monk's first therapist. I liked Charles Kroger because he was kind of laid back. You know, he told Monk the truth. To me, he was like, you know, he really believed in Adrian Monk. Like, he really believed that he could, you know, do things. I think Dr. Kroger felt like Monk could do more than what he thought he could do. Like, I feel like Dr. Kroger felt like Monk had more potential in him than he realized. But then after season 7 to 8, we had, his other therapist. Give me 1 second. His other therapist was called Nevin Bell. That was Monk's other therapist. I liked him, even though he only was in season 7 to 8. I really liked him. I feel like they picked a good person that knew Monk. Monk didn't really care for him at first, but then when Dr. Bell pulled out those wipes, he was like, okay, I think this is going to be my new therapist. I didn't think they could find nobody else for Monk, but they found Nevin Bell. And he really was, I feel like Dr. Bell was more tough on Monk than Dr. Kroger. So I just can tell y'all that y'all just have to go watch it. And then y'all will be interested, I believe, in what I'm talking about with these movies and TV shows. Now, speaking of Monk, he did have a new movie came out this year that I don't watch like 6 or 7 times. I love the Monk movie. I just want to say, I'll probably watch it again today. Because one thing about me, if I like something, I'm going to constantly watch it. It never can get old for me. The Monk movie is very interesting, in my opinion. I would give it a 10 out of 10. If you watch the TV show, then you can see why they put that as Monk's last case. Because on the very last episode, you know, Monk was trying to find out what happened to his wife. If you watch it, I don't want to spoil it. So if you watch the TV show, you will see that he finally solved his wife's case. But they made a movie about his wife's daughter. Her husband, something happened to her husband, and Monk had to solve it. So I don't want to spoil it, but if you watch the TV show, you definitely want to watch this Monk's last movie. Because he solved his stepdaughter's case as well, or case by her husband. He basically found the clues like he always do. He was kind of skeptical about it at first, but then he said no, he wasn't going to give up. You see, Natalie Teeger, Lieutenant Disher, all them done. They all are in the movie. Only person you don't see is Sharona. Me personally, I felt like Sharona should have been in the movie as well. But what they did was they showed the first season, the beginning of the movie. That was like showing some, you know, so they could show Sharona. And I think that was good they did that because why leave Sharona out? Mind you, I think back in season 6 or 7, Sharona came back because she needed Monk to solve a case for her. So this is something that, like I said, I don't like to spoil things if you never watch it, but please go watch that. There's a movie on Netflix called Obliterated that I love. It has some scenes that are kind of in split, but I feel like they should have put more than just one season. Basically, it's about a team that come together and they solve crimes and stuff like that. But then they have all the other issues going on. I can't really explain that show too much. I just feel like if you want to go watch it on Netflix. Call it Obliterated. If I'm saying it right. Another movie, TV show that I think. One thing I hate is when they bring good TV shows out. You can tell when the good TV shows come out and they only keep one season. Like this next one I'm about to talk about, Ted. Now, if y'all seen the Ted the Bear, he has 2 movies out. I'm going to talk about the first one. I like the first one. I love the first Ted. But the second Ted is so much better. Like, to me, Ted got married. He and his wife started having problems when they were trying to have a baby. Then there was problems with that. But in the end, they eventually had a baby. Then Ted's friend John found someone. I didn't really care for who he was in the first movie. But I don't get me wrong. Now, I love her on Family Guy, but I didn't care for him in the first movie. But I'm glad he finally found. I feel like they need to make a third Ted movie showing John finally married and happy and maybe him having a baby. So, yeah. But the TV show is on Netflix. When I first saw they were bringing a Ted TV show, I was like, what? A Ted TV show? Y'all, they brought Ted TV show to Netflix, guys. They brought a Ted TV show to Netflix. Like, I was so happy when I saw this. Y'all, I was so happy when I saw this. They brought a Ted TV show to Netflix. And I can honestly tell you, I love it. Like, I'm waiting for a new season. Like, why do y'all do this to me? Y'all, why do y'all bring out good shows and then just make us wait forever for the new season? Like, I'm not even going to spoil the TV show for y'all. I just want to say go watch Ted TV show. On Peacock. If you like the movie, go watch Ted TV show on Peacock. It goes back to when John was in high school, and I like how they did that. I mean, basically nothing has changed. They just showing us how Ted and John grew up in high school. So definitely watch that. Madea Homecoming is another movie that I like. Anybody know me know I love Madea. I love anything Madea. Like, if you want me to shut up and not hear me talk, put something with Madea on, because she does have 2 movies that's coming out on Netflix. It's going to be Madea. It's something about a wedding. She's going to a wedding. I know that's going to be fun. And then how about Joe is getting his own movie. Joe is getting his own movie. So if you love Madea, you want to check into that. But Madea Homecoming is always fun to me. I love how Madea, she might talk trash, but at the end of the day, she's gonna ride for her family, y'all. She's gonna ride for her family. She might talk trash to them, but she gonna ride for her family. And basically, in this movie, you have Madea, the grandson is going to graduate, but then you got some problems. His mama, ex-husband come with her new wife, and they didn't know that her mama's friend. This is a lesson to show you. You don't know who you can trust as a friend. The mama friend basically was the one that married to the ex-husband now. And all that came out when they were outside. Like, I don't like to spoil too much. Y'all just have to go watch Madea Homecoming on Netflix. It has a lot of funny moments. Of course, Mr. Brown is in it. Cora is in it. Joe is in it. It's just a lot of funny moments. You guys, Bam is in it. You guys have to really go watch that. I do have about 10 minutes left. And that's just a few, like I said, I am going to be doing a part two, so I'll be talking about more TV shows, more movies that I watch and like. Not necessarily going to tell you that they're going to be new, because some of them are going to be old, but some of them I just got into. Maybe on part two, I'll start talking about Good Times. Matter of fact, I can tell you about Good Times now. I love Good Times. But the only season that I love with Good Times is season 1 through 3. And that's when James was in the season. I just can't get into the other seasons because I just love James. So I can only tell you about season 1 through 3. Good Times is a show that shows you a family that even though they had some struggles, they still came together, still loved one another, and still got through the struggles. You know, if you never watch Good Times, I can tell you Good Times on Amazon. You can find it anywhere. You should be able to find Good Times TV show, but I know it's on Amazon. But I only love season 1 and 3 because of James. Once they took James off the show, I didn't really care about the other people. All right, so that's just a little episode I want to do, telling y'all about my favorite TV shows and movies. I will do a whole longer more segment next time I do this. I just want to get another show in. So we have about 8 minutes left. If you guys have some favorite TV shows or some favorite movies that you like, you can definitely email me at queenj256@yahoo.com. That's Q-U-E-E-N 256@yahoo.com. And you can tell me some favorite TV shows and movies that you like and recommend to me, because I would love to watch. Because one thing about me, I can't get into something. Like, for me, I have to be able to get into it in order for me to like it. If I can't get into it, I'm not going to watch it. That's just how I am. I'm not going to watch it if I can't get into it. So it has to be interesting. It has to be something to catch my eye for me to say, okay, I really like this. You get what I'm saying? Like, I really like this movie, or I really like this TV show. And like I said, today, well, not today, but tomorrow is going to be one of those days. Tomorrow and Sunday is going to be one of those days where I start getting into new movies and TV shows and start really just watching some things. I still have not finished watching The Haves and Have Nots, y'all. You know how long that show has been out? I have not finished watching because I think I'm like in season 6 or whatever. Like, I got to still watch it. Like, I had stopped watching it when it first came out, and now I'm just still getting back into it. Now, that show is on. I think you can watch it on the OWN network. It doesn't stream live no more, but I know you probably can watch it on, is it on Hulu? It's on Amazon, I'm pretty sure. But Amazon made me upset because now they got ads, and I don't like all those ads. And that's why I can't get into anything on Tubi. I know y'all tell me about Tubi, but I can't get into anything on Tubi because of so much ads and stuff like that. But anyway, y'all, I got 6 minutes, so I'm getting ready to go. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode, me talking about some movies and TV shows. Like I said, this was just part one. Part two will be coming sometime. Can't tell you when, but it will be coming sometime. And I can tell you some more movies and TV shows I like. Like I said, all the movies and TV shows that I mentioned will not be new. Some of them will be old, but just some things I watched that I enjoyed. And like I said, some things I mentioned I might not enjoy. I just want to make some little announcements. I am not on any social media, so you won't find me on any social media, but you can find me on you can email me if you need to email me. You email me at queenj256@yahoo.com. That's going to be queenj256@yahoo.com. You can email me there. Send me some emails. My podcast is not going to be canceled. It's just that I just not going to be doing shows like I used to. You may get another show today. You may get another show tomorrow. You might not get one for 2 weeks. You might not get one for 3 months. I just want to also mention that my podcast is currently at 1,000 listens. Y'all, we are officially at 1,000 listens. I don't know what to say because a lot of my fan base left because I left Twitter. but we are officially at 1,000 listeners. So it's just the fact that people are still tuning in my show. And I don't do this for listeners. I just do it because I love podcasting. But I thank you all for 1,000 listeners. That for about 2 or 3 years now, you still listen to Queen J Podcast. That for 2 or 3 years now, you still support Queen J Podcast. And that is why Queen J Podcast is working on trying to go to iHeartRadio. So I definitely want you guys to tune in there. If you don't like Blog Talk, tune in to me on iHeartRadio. I'm not there yet, but I done got the details, everything worked up for me to get to iHeartRadio. So I'm going to be checking my podcast there. When I just want to say this before I leave. I still got a morning voice out. Let me tell y'all something. When you work hard for something, don't just give it up. I've been doing this podcasting thing over 2 years. And y'all see it, the breaks in my shows. Some shows I had deleted for personal reasons because I'm just going to be honest and real. I don't always pay for airtime on here. And when you don't pay for airtime on here, you have to do like 30-minute shows, the free time. So that's why some stuff I had to delete. So my listens are not false. It's just that I delete some shows because I don't always pay for my airtime on here. Because I'm not going to pay for something that I'm not even using. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so yes, but my hour-long shows will come back. If you want to be a guest on my show, email me. That is the only way you can get in contact with me. I am not on any social media platform, and I'm fine with that, and I'm cool with that. Yeah, and like I said, if y'all have some TV shows, anything, or movies y'all want me to listen to or watch, then let me know. And I just want to say that I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. I probably will do any show the rest of this weekend. But I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. And I will talk to y'all on the next episode. Peace.